Saturday. Join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ Family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go!
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
All right, the last thing that we talked about today on the regular old morning show was this app that Riggins alerted us to called Tap That. And it's basically an app that you sign up for, and it's just people looking to hook up. Like you don't go on any type of get coffee first or anything like that. You just say, let's meet and just go at each other. So it's basically a high tech glory hole.
Ew, that is exactly what it is.
That is not true.
Pretty much.
No.
If you're not even like having to get to know each other before you do it.
Okay,
ew.
But in glory hole, you have no idea what's on the other side.
Right.
In this case, you've already seen the person. You have communicated with them. You know what they look like.
He's getting all offended by that shit.
I'm just saying.
He's like,
That's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah. So anyway, I said that you know everybody on there is ugly and desperate. They're ugly, desperate people. Because I got news for you. Women can pretty much do that anytime they want.
Yeah.
They can just call a guy or walk up to a guy and say, let's go do it, and they'll probably get their wish.
That's why I've
never understood how it is such a compliment in the women who are older, you know, 40s or whatever, and they still are hot. They've had enhancements and Botox and that kind of thing, and they're beautiful. How they find it to be so such a compliment, or they flex on it so much that a college boy wants to sleep with them. I mean, seriously?
College boys sleep with anybody.
Yeah. Especially somebody who's hot and older. It makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
But Steve sent this message immediately when we were talking about it. He says, okay, I'm now on Tap That, the app. And TJ was right. So I'm taking from that he means that they're all ugly.
Oh, so he looked it up? Oh.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it's true. Exactly what TJ said. It is true.
He was wasting no time. I'm going to hop on Tap That.
He's our tower. I got to leave early today. I got
What you going to do? I'm going to tap that right there, that one.
Tap it.
Yeah, I mean, Riggins, like you said, you wouldn't use because I don't think you would. You're not a hookup culture type person.
No.
But if you met a girl and you liked her and y'all went out a few times and all that, and then she told you that she was on Tap That for a year, that wouldn't bother you?
Yeah, that would.
It would?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you say, skank?
No.
Get out.
Yeah, hoe bag.
No. What's the point of doing that?
No, I'm kidding.
Would you stop seeing her?
Yeah.
Oh.
But would you tell her you were going to stop seeing her or just move?
No, I've never told anybody that. Why would you tell them?
Just move.
What's the point of that? They'll get the idea.
You've never told anyone that you weren't seeing them again?
No.
You just ghosted them?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the good way. That's the best way to
do it. Yeah, because, okay, now we get to have an argument about why I'm not going to see you anymore.
Like,
what's the point?
Just get over it.
Yeah. How long does it usually take before they figure out that you're not going to ever talk to them again?
Not long.
Like 3 days?
Yeah.
And then what happens if you run into them again down the road? Do they mention anything about it? No.
No, you just avoid them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It'd be dumb if they mentioned something. Like, don't set yourself up for that.
Yeah.
Just accept it. Move on.
Yeah. Have you ever run into one of them someplace or seen them and had to make moves to avoid? Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like, is there an example? Like, you're in the grocery store, you see them, you got to dodge the aisles or something?
No, one girl showed up at my summer job when I was in high school and tried to talk about why I'd ghosted her and things like that. Thankfully, I was up on a ladder, so it created like a physical distance barrier that could not be, unless she was going to climb the ladder up there with me. I was like, I can't do that. I'm obviously working. I'm literally at the top of the ladder.
Get out of here.
Yeah, she's kicking her in the forehead.
Yeah. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Scram. Mm. Yeah.
So did y'all obviously didn't go to the same school.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Oh,
because she would have caught you in the hall.
That was a big mistake.
Well, I was just, how do you ghost somebody in high school now if you go to the same school?
Yeah,
that'd be hard to do.
What was the reason you didn't want to go out with her anymore?
Because there was a lot of girls in high school. I don't know.
You wanted to not put all your eggs in one basket.
Yeah, and honestly, like she was awesome, and she's still great. She's married now, got kids, and real sweet. Her family was real wealthy, and like I really screwed that one up. That was a dumb dickhead.
By the way, a side note here, Alexis, eggs in one basket is an old ass saying. That if Ace or I said that, you'd be busting.
I'm pretty
us for
sure
being
I heard
old.
It from you guys. That's why I'm using it.
Oh, of course. Of course.
You got an answer for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Old eggs.
Yeah, now the new
you
thing
got some
is.
Old eggs.
The new thing is basket. Saying you don't want to put all your eggs in one petri dish.
Yeah.
Gross.
So, so you were up on. It was when you worked for the grocery store?
No.
No.
I was doing a summer job. I was fixing up an old house. Painting, like light handiwork.
Mm-hmm. And she just showed up.
At the house. Like the front door was open. I was there with my buddies. And we're working together this summer. And yeah, we were painting. I was literally at the top of the ladder painting over a doorway. And she walked in the front of the house. I was like, oh, no. She's like, can we talk?
No.
I mean, not right now.
I pictured her being like you were stocking the top shelf at the grocery store. Or
that's
somewhere.
What I thought. Like, yeah,
which would have been even better. We need to talk. Well, I'm working.
Yeah, I mean, it was basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was working.
Yeah, were the homeowners there?
No.
No.
And you just suddenly stopped talking to her?
When she confronted me about it?
Yeah.
No. I mean, we had a light conversation. She's like, can we figure this out? I was like, no.
Mm-mm.
I wouldn't even have known how to figure it out. I was 15, 14.
Yeah. It's like, no, dude.
15. How'd she get to the house?
She knew where it was.
But she was driving?
Yeah.
Or her mom took her?
Yeah, she was 1 year ahead of me. Yeah. Or no, she might have even walked. It was pretty close to her house.
So, she walked she to come have. Figure it out, so, and you were like...
Actually, you know what? She probably did. Now that I'm thinking about it, it's less than a mile.
Oh.
She probably did walk over.
Mom, can you take me over to this house that they're remodeling so I can confront my boyfriend and ask him why he's ghosting me and see if we can work it out?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby, get in the car.
I love him, please.
He's the love of my life.
I gotta know why, Mom. He just quit talking to me. I hadn't heard from him in 4 days.
Is he the one whose family's from Chicago?
Yeah.
Well, you're better off without him, baby.
Yeah.
You don't want to get mixed up in all that bullshit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not good.
One of the greatest.
Years later, we ended up kind of going out on a date. Years later.
Oh, and how was that?
Yeah.
It was fun.
And then what happened?
She started dating somebody else, I think.
So you guys went on that one date and like didn't keep in touch after that?
Yeah, I was in town. Forget it. It must have been summer, like between freshman and sophomore year of college when I came back home. Yeah, we went out one night, stayed up late at her house.
Why did it not go anywhere?
I don't know. I don't really remember.
Huh, interesting.
I don't really remember.
Because fat.
No, she was hot.
Did you tell her why you ghosted her?
No, she never even brought it up.
Yeah. That's cool of her to not go back and you know, relive that.
Well, you finally accepted the date, so now I have a question for you.
Yeah.
That would have been super weird.
Now that I've gotten you here and I've drugged you to where your legs won't move.
Yeah. I only wanted to go out for one reason.
Right.
Here it is.
I know you're completely paralyzed except for your eyes, so blink. Yes or no?
How could you do this to me?
Just tell me. Just look. Just tell me what I did, so I don't make the mistake again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why she didn't bring it up. She didn't want to have it happen again.
You mean to tell you what you did? You look like the same girl every day. So, if you could look like other girls someday,
right?
So messed up.
Yeah.
If some you could days, give me a variety of girls all in one, then I would stay with you.
If some days you could not be here and other girls could,
yeah, I mean that was the attitude when I was in high school and college, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like freshman year was so eye opening in college, like it was crazy for me, sexually. I mean, I've never been around girls like that before. Never.
Girls like what?
Girls that would like I mean, my first hookup in college was maybe a week there, and this girl pushes me up against the wall, and we just start making out, and within, I don't know, an hour, we're in her dorm room. Ooh. And yeah, she and she's asking me questions, and I don't know the right answers to them. I'll say that.
What kind of questions?
I can't even say. I don't even
know. Like dirty talking.
Yeah, kind of. Mm-hmm. And I was like,
So you think?
But I never had an experience where she would. Where, and I think that's probably where my love for assertive women comes from now, because mm-hmm. she knew what she was wanted, and for whatever reason, I was a part of that. I don't know why, because she was as cute as they come.
And you never felt guilty about taking her virginity?
No.
Did you only see her that one time?
No. Oh. No.
So, Alexis, if you were, if you met a guy that you really liked, y'all were hitting it off, and he told you that he had been on Tap That for a year, would that bother you?
No, as long as he's not on it anymore.
Yeah. Because you just assume guys are,
there you go.
You know, they're doing as much as they can.
Y'all are anyway. Hoes. And it's annoying.
Don't say y'all.
Y'all. Mm-mm. It's like, control your
stuff. Same. Really?
Yes.
Control Alexis. Your stuff.
And it's to control Alexis. Your stuff.
Really?
Respect it.
Mm-hmm. Because you're so chaste, aren't you?
Yes.
How far are we going to go with this conversation? I was sitting here thinking, how far is he about to go?
I know how to control my stuff.
Control your stuff.
Control your stuff. Don't let it control you.
Oh, what a sage saying.
Mm-hmm.
You're right, though. You're right. I wouldn't be on that app. Because I assume that you just... You're either desperate or you're
an addict of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Ew.
I didn't realize, Alexis, you were not a sex positive person.
I'm very sex positive.
Doesn't sound like it.
Because that's what this app is about, sex positivity.
Well, I think that you shouldn't just have sex with strangers.
Oh. You get to know them a little bit first.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean... You know, we're in COVID season.
Well, you are getting to know them. You're learning about their pictures, and you're sending X-rated pictures.
No, that's not the same thing.
If you know their name, they're not strangers anymore.
I know where their stuff's been.
Spoken like a true predator.
So,
if I know your name, we ain't strangers at all. That sounds
very true.
My name's Rob. What's yours?
We ain't strangers no more.
Glad we ain't strangers.
Yeah. We can hook up totally now.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Oh. It's, It is lesson time. Time for a lesson. Ace's intern, learning how to be a disc jockey, has sent a story that Ace says shows that he is progressing and being able to pick stories that fit onto the Share Funny. So is he standing by? Because we're going to give him a grade.
I don't know if he's standing by or not. You know, he does the sports report now on the Ace and TJ app every day.
Oh, cool.
And
how does that sound?
Good. He's
good.
He's solid.
Okay. Yeah. Do I have that app?
I hope so. But he sent a story because he said this was perfect for T. He thought it was perfect for TJ and Share Funny, that TJ would love this.
All right.
Woman. Here's the headline. Woman says there's no rest because her partner gets 100 erections each and every day.
Wow.
She's a healthcare worker. She claims that she's 31, claims that her boyfriend, her name is Vicky, his name is Lucas, that Lucas, you know, gets up to, gets excited up to 100 times a day. And in every setting imaginable, from going to the shops to sitting at home watching TV. They met in a supermarket during the COVID lockdown in 2020, instantly hit it off, and now they're in a committed relationship. They live separately but see each other often. But there's a catch. She said there's no rest from Lucas. She said that anything can set him off. And whether they're home watching a film or out doing the grocery shopping, it's nonstop. He's always seems to be difficult.
Yeah.
And she's at her wit's end.
So he always has to have relief from the condition?
Yeah, she said his constant desire cuts into her own time, and she struggled to keep up with chores and appointments while meeting her amorous boyfriend's desires. Despite mentioning the matter to a doctor, he has been told it's not a medical issue, and says it's never happened before he met Vicky.
Yeah, right. It's just you, babe.
Look what you do.
Yeah,
where are they?
I think they're in England.
She's okay, it sounds like one of those stories from The Sun.
Yeah, we can be having, it's from The Mirror. We can be having a perfectly normal, everyday conversation. Like, shall we go climb this mountain next weekend? And he's difficult. Like,
hey, first you got to climb this mountain.
She says, I can come down the stairs, walk past the glass door, and be in the next room, and it still happens.
How much of that, Alexis, is a humble brag?
That's not
her. On her. I'm saying this only happens with me. And
yeah, that's not humble at all.
Okay, it's just she's bragging.
Yeah, she's trying to flex. He finds
me. Yeah.
Like, I got the goods.
But there's no way they're doing it 100 times a day, so he doesn't have to have relief every time it happens.
Yeah, she's an attractive lady. Yeah, she's attractive. She's
not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does he have a cone bone in the picture?
No. Sure. They're average attractive. They're not like super hot or anything.
That looks like those pictures have been face tuned to death.
Could have been. Well, okay. Wait, here's more. Here's a couple more. They look better in these two here. Yeah. Look, let me show you these two here. There's.
Yeah. Is she a lot older than him?
She's 31. I think he's younger.
Whoa.
No, it says he's 39.
Oh, he's older than her?
Yep.
Oh, he looks younger than her.
She looks a lot older than 31.
Is he in an undershirt in one of those pictures?
Yes.
If you and your undershirt would kindly take two steps back.
Wow. That's a medical problem, isn't it?
No, it's a psychological problem, I think. Psychological? Yeah. He may be a sexual impulsive.
Mm-hmm. 100 times a day?
Yeah.
I see, like, you know how dogs are.
I beg your pardon?
What? With toys and stuff. And, you know, you're like, hey, stop it.
Oh, humping on toys and all that? But
100 times a day, though. Is that even, I don't know, is that physically possible?
Not for you.
Yeah, I thought dogs did that just to show dominance.
Yeah.
They show this toy, I mean business.
I thought it was
This toy better not challenge me.
That's because they was excited.
That was an interesting sentence choice. It's not sexual, it's to show dominance. Like, let me show this toy, I mean business.
Yeah, because even when you have a male dog neutered, they still hump on things just to show I'm the boss. It's a funny way of showing it. I mean,
I know. Yeah. I'm glad we don't do that as humans. Mm-hmm.
Start. Because as humans, that makes a lot of times it would make you look vulnerable, wouldn't it? You're just humping. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's like, what the
heck? He's got his mind on something else. I can beat the shit out of him right now.
Yeah. It's a perfect time to attack a dude.
Right.
It's like mid sex mm-hmm. with somebody. It's
yeah.
Beat the shit out of him.
Mm-hmm. Or when he's on the turlet.
Yeah,
that's a good time.
Yeah, like wiping.
Like wiping.
Your hand is already like behind your back, literally.
That'd be so weird.
Get the shit beat out of you while you were on the toilet. That's so embarrassing.
Oh, God.
That's perfect time to beat somebody up there.
Yeah. And one more from The Mirror. A mom with a naughty sense of humor decided to get a saucy cake for her son's landmark 16th birthday, with the joke being that, quote,
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. I was responding to a business text right there. This is another one from the intern?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What's his name?
Michael.
That doesn't sound right.
Yeah. That was him. You met him.
Yeah, I know. I met him.
He said that doesn't sound. Yeah. Are you sure his name is Michael?
Yeah, I'm positive.
Is he sure his name is Michael? Is Michael sure that his name is Michael?
Mikhail?
A mom with a naughty sense of humor decided to get a saucy cake for her son's landmark 16th birthday, with the joke being that, quote, he's now legally allowed to touch boobs, end quote. So she got him a cake that is a rude cake. It's just two huge boobs. It just says Ethan 16 on them. He's the only child.
Mm-hmm.
And people are outraged on social media that she would do this. But she said, it's a joke. And he said, I'm not embarrassed, and I found it to be hilarious. And more than anything, I'm not surprised. So apparently his mom's pretty wild to begin with.
What I'm seeing here in this pattern is that the content of the stories proves that the protege is very, very close to the mentor.
No.
Mm-hmm. In the way.
No. They like the same stuff, right?
Yeah, they're both raunchy sex stories.
What it proves to me is.
Touching boobs.
What it proves to me is the protege pays attention to what TJ likes to talk about on Share Funny.
Boobs because
that's
boobs.
Why he sent me the two stories.
Hey, we're just having a laugh.
It's like, what? Boobs and
you're going to love this one.
Yeah, in the last story, he even goes
through. I bet that other guy would get them hard as calculus. Looking at that birthday cake.
That's exactly what he said. In his message, he said, the whole time reading this, I kept thinking of the phrases TJ likes to use. He would have plenty of chances to use, he was difficult or hard as calculus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why he sends them, so you could use your little witty phrases.
Wow, look at that. You're like, oh, I love these stories.
Or maybe he's trying to spare your feelings and say, TJ will love this one. Mm-hmm. TJ will.
No, I appreciate it. I'm just kidding.
It's a joke. Come on.
Come on. Lighten up, people.
Yeah.
Packers and boobs.
Packers and boobs.
Get a load of this.
My fave.
So at 16, you can touch boobs legally?
I don't
know. Is that what you said? He can touch boobs now?
Is that the legal age of consent in England?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to Google it real quick.
I don't know.
Is he only getting stories from the UK? Is that what?
Well, I mean, these crazy kind of stories. That's what I was saying earlier. That doesn't sound like it came from the Sun, and it was from the Mirror. You know, this is where we get all the stories about the guy marrying his sex doll and, you know, those kinds of things.
They got some lucky ones.
16 in the UK is legal.
To touch boobs.
Yeah. I think it's the legal for everything, drinking age and everything.
Oh.
She used the phrase saucy cake. So
saucy.
It's real saucy.
Saucy.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. The legal drinking age is 18.
18.
But they say it's... They do say it's not uncommon for European nations to serve alcohol to a child as young as 5.
Oh,
the drinking age is 18, where you can legally buy alcohol in public. But I have talked to people before that have said a lot of times, that's one of those, we'll kind of look the other way. You go to with your dad, you're 16 and go to the pub with your dad, everybody gets served.
Mm-hmm.
That's lit.
It's so lit.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Littest. Litty like a titty.
On a birthday cake.
On a birthday cake.
Well, those are good. Those are good stories.
Mm-hmm.
What did you give them, teacher? Did you rate it?
Oh, no. Ace has to give him the grade. Ace is his teacher.
Yeah. Are you going to get, what's the.
He doesn't get a grade. He has to fulfill his. He's done better than I've done for him. I mean, we've had so much stuff going on and everything's been changing so fast and the new stuff here with the new corporations we're working with and all. I haven't done as much for him as I wanted to originally, but, he's done a great job.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
What little bit I've asked him to do.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Give a good massage.
That I don't know. Don't know if he gives a good massage.
Does he know that if he were actually, because he goes to school in Baton Rouge, but if he were actually here during his internship in the studio with us and all, like Riggins was, does he know that he's getting off easy because he wouldn't be having to wash your dishes and heat up your oatmeal and all of that kind of stuff.
He's getting the fight. He gets to look up stories about boobs and peckers.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Now you can watch or listen to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show commercial free by subscribing to Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Prime Plus gives you exclusive content, early invitations to Ace and TJ events, and the commercial-free version of the Ace and TJ show. Sign up today at acetj.com or through the Ace and TJ family app.
This is the Share Funny podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
All right, y'all stop. We're back on.
Gotta stop making fun of people.
We're back on. Now, I was kind of pooping on those pumpkin spice Oreos that are coming back this year, but I know I would love to take them and stick a fork in the middle of one and dunk it down into some milk, use the fork as a handle, and I mean, that's the way that I could just destroy Oreos. Is dunking them like that and just keep going with those, not the chocolate ones, but the vanilla cookie ones, golden. And whatever, whatever the golden ones have in the middle as cream. Except, I don't know, they had some maybe I wouldn't like that cream. I mean, mint cream, but that's usually in the chocolate ones.
Yeah,
those old black ass chocolate Oreos. Do you like those better, Riggins? I know Ace does.
No,
do you like the chocolate ones better than the
original Oreos?
Yeah.
I prefer the vanilla.
Golden. Where are you going, Rob? Take a dump?
Ooh, he's pooping.
Oh, Rob's about to go poop.
Hey, everyone.
Just kidding.
He has emergency in his butt.
I'm sorry, but what you do, like,
for all we know, there's a delivery. He's going out there to get a delivery.
You dunk them? You don't dunk them, though.
No, not the golden ones. But, yeah, the regular Oreos, yeah, you dunk them in milk.
You have to cut that bitter chocolate, the dark-ass chocolate, right?
It's just... get it soaked with milk where it's just holding together still. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
But don't you hate it when you left it in there a couple of seconds too long and it breaks and falls back down into the glass of milk?
Yeah, it's about a split second. Mm-hmm. You got to make that decision to pull it.
Yeah.
So good.
But I do love Oreo ice cream, cookies and cream ice cream.
Sure.
So because the vanilla ice cream cuts some of that dark, bitter chocolate.
Yeah, an Oreo Blizzard is really good. An Oreo McFlurry is really good.
Delicious.
So, but see, I never go for those at the McDonald's or any of those. I only get that at ice cream shops.
Well, the McFlurry, you have limited options. It's Oreo or M&M. M&M sucks because it doesn't blend into the ice cream. Mm-hmm. So you're just eating hard, like little pebbles. They're frozen. I'm just not a fan, so I always get the Oreo one.
But I do prefer the DQ Black. I mean, a Sonic Blast or the DQ, whatever that one is.
Blizzard,
yeah.
Yeah.
That the one they turn upside down.
So good. So good.
But at Dairy Queen, a lot of times they'll have that that orange dip cone, and that's my favorite.
The dip cone is really good.
Dipped in chocolate?
Instead of chocolate, it's dipped in orange.
Oh, I've seen that.
And it hardens. Just in orange. So
if I'm hitting the Dairy Queen, my heart is already set on a Blizzard.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever had a Blizzard.
Oh,
you really? So good. Reese's Blizzard, good. Yeah. Snickers. Blizzard, good.
All the Oreos Blizzards are really good.
Yeah. Butterfingers.
Butterfingers, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have much on Butterfingers.
Somebody said the craziest thing about Butterfingers yesterday on TikTok. She goes, I love the feeling of Butterfinger getting stuck in my teeth. It's the only food I love getting stuck in my teeth.
That would drive me crazy.
But it's true that when you bite into a Butterfinger, that inside does get jacked up in your teeth.
You know how there are certain things that all dads, no matter what the generation is, dads will eat that the kids make fun of or they don't. It's just like a strictly a dad kind of thing. Like with Jody's dad, he still eats Good and Plenty, you know, nasty licorice candy and stuff like that. My dad would eat that candy, the only kind of candy I ever saw him eating, those peanut butter logs. Do you remember those?
Yep,
they
sure
were
do.
Hard, and they, but they always would stick in your teeth. Mm-hmm. That's the only kind of candy he would eat. And if I see those, I'm just like, that's old man candy.
It is.
It is.
Bit of honey is another one.
Yeah.
My dad liked those.
I like bit of honey.
Oh, Mary Jane's. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What's a Mary Jane?
I don't know. They were in like wax paper, and we always had them around.
Chewy, right? Or yeah, no?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's like I really don't know what it is. Mary Jane's. Mm. We had a lot of them.
I posted a thing on my Instagram story yesterday, and my wife was having an afternoon snack. It was 15 pieces of caramel corn on a plate, a little paper plate, and one giant individually wrapped lemonade.
Yeah.
Just a little quick snack. Like, get a little sugar, get a little energy boost via that sugar all of a sudden.
She just goes over there and fixes it and then sits down like it's just normal. Like I'm not gonna say something about that.
Yeah.
Like what are you eating?
What is that?
Yeah. And she's got in the pantry there's a bucket of those jawbreaker size lemon heads. Individually wrapped lemon heads. Like what?
And there's no way the whole thing has to go in your mouth at one time.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
I hate a jawbreaker. I've never liked a jawbreaker that much.
But how do those two things end up going together? Caramel corn and lemon heads.
She knows what she wants.
Just straight sugar.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, you know. She's mainlining sugar.
I saw like my snack combinations yesterday. I had some Doritos and a Popsicle at the same time. I use the Doritos like juice.
But Jody doesn't smoke weed.
Some weed head thing.
Yeah.
Riggin said Jody's snack was a crackhead snack.
It is a crackhead snack. Just some caramel popcorn and a lemon head. That's crackhead move. That's crackhead move.
Yeah, I don't get that. Mm. But do they even make those peanut butter logs anymore? I haven't seen them because I don't look at candy in the convenience stores anywhere. That's what they were called, right?
I'm Googling it to see.
If Necco wafers can survive, then a peanut butter log can survive.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Remember Necco wafers?
Well, these Atkinson's Crunchy Peanut Bars.
Peanut butter bar, yeah.
Yeah, dollar on Instacart.
Mm.
Yeah, they got them.
Did you guys ever eat those sesame candies? My grandmother used to have those in her bag all the time.
Sesame candies?
They're like sesame stick candies, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That must have been a foreign thing.
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
Do we have those in U.S. America?
Yeah, that's where she bought them.
Do we have those in God Bless America?
Sesame candy.
That sounds like something she brought over here.
Yeah, this is what it looks like.
From San Salvador.
You never had those?
Never, no.
Mm-hmm, it's good.
My grandmother always just had that double mint and juicy fruit gum.
Yeah.
That's all she... And cough drops. She didn't have cough drops as candy.
Yeah. Cough drops are... She didn't have any peppermint in her purse. She always had cough drops. Mm-hmm. So she'd give you a cough drop. But at her house, it was just... Unless she was baking for a specific purpose, there's always ice cream here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
My grandmother always also carried those strawberry candies that the outside look like a strawberry and it's wrapped.
Yeah, I like those. Yeah.
those are good.
Those are good. I like those.
And then the middle is like chewy.
Yeah, those are delicious.
Mm-hmm. My Aunt Riri and them used to get that Christmas candy that they would just pour out of a bag. It was that hard Christmas candy. And, just not good. At all, and kids get excited. Oh, you got candy, and then you go over there and go, oh, never mind. But I remember going over trick or treating to Aunt Riri's one year, and they stuck that bowl out for you to get some of the candy, and it was that Christmas candy. And it was all stuck together, and like you'd have to have a hammer and a chisel to break it apart.
And I'm and they hadn't just bought it for the upcoming Christmas; it was still hanging around 8 months later.
I remember they didn't know it was me. I was wearing a mask, and my cousin Roy Jean answered the door. Said, "I'll get you some," and he sticks it out there. And I'm like, "What the hell am I supposed to do with that?" Damn, Roy Jean.
Roy Jean. Get all you want. Well, I got to because it's all stuck together. It's going to come out in a huge lump.
Broke off one little piece. It just popped up, looked like the size of a tooth.
Oh,
like, oh, thank you. Drop it down in my bag. Go back out to the car. And my aunt, who was taking me around trick-or-treating that year. She goes, well, did you tell Roy Jean who you were? I said, no. Nope. No, I didn't. Because, I mean, I was ready to get out of there. Oh, you know, I got my treasure, and I was ready to run. Mm-hmm. I got that one small piece of green candy with a Christmas tree on it.
Chunk of candy.
Hey, Roy Jean, it's me. Richie, look.
Roy Jean. I mean, good God. Roy Jean. Holy cow.
I've never told y'all my cousin Roy Jean.
No, I would remember a name like that. Oh, Roy Jean.
I mean, is there a better better Southern name than Roy Jean?
Holy shit.
I love that. Roy Jean. I think that's really cool.
Is it spelled G-E-N-E?
Good God. I love that.
Yeah, is it G-E-N-E or J-E-A-N?
G-E-N-E. Okay. Yeah, the man way of spelling it. You like Roy Jean better than Jerry Wayne?
Yeah, they're both pretty good.
I do. I like
Roy Jean better. Jerry Wayne. Flow,
no, I like Roy Jean.
Roy Jean is just old Roy Jean.
Yeah, God rest his soul.
Oh, he's passed. Oh,
Roy Jean's passed.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure Jerry Wayne has too. They're up there. They're up there handing out Christmas candy with the Lord. Right?
Yeah. It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ Family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So, we were talking about some stories of my family in Jonesboro and Winfield, Louisiana, growing up. And Alexa said, why don't you write a book? I said, I ain't even got a damn computer. And I don't. I use an iPad for work.
It sounded so sad.
It was so sad.
Like, the way he said,
I ain't even got a damn computer. It transported it back to Louisiana.
Oh, no.
In like 2 seconds. I ain't even got a damn computer.
Shit, fire, and damnation. I ain't even got a damn computer.
I'm going to write a book with no damn computer. With what? With what?
I'd have to write the son of a bitch with a damn quill.
Carve it into stone.
Oh, God. That was so funny. I was choked to death. Mm.
Oh, wait. Today is Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? I don't have any.
You don't have strip clubs today?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
I know. You always say that. He's such a little tease. He's a mess.
No one likes a tease.
Riggins Jean is a mess.
Oh, Riggins Jean. I like that. What's
Roy Jean.
Roy Jean.
Yeah.
Love that.
Riggins Roy. No. No. Riggins Jean.
Yeah, we think maybe when he got older, Roy Jean would go by RG. That's good. Those are good initials to go by. RG.
But he didn't?
No, it was always Roy Jean.
Roy Jean.
Mm-hmm. Roy Jean. And never just Roy. It was always Roy Jean.
Roy Jean Bev.
Well,
he was a good fella.
It's like my cousin.
Really good fella.
You know, Blendan. Mm-hmm.
Blendan.
Blendan. When I was a kid, just called her Blendan.
Oh.
But it actually is two different words. Her name is Belinda Ann.
Belinda.
And I just. Sister. We all did. I don't know. I'm not the one that started it. Everybody just always called her Blendan. And for a while, when I was probably, you know, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 before I figured out, oh, wait, that's two different words. I had no idea.
Yeah. My son has a friend who has an older brother and an older sister. And Aiden's friend's name is Max. And Max's mom, when she names off the three kids, it sounds like she says Mitch and Max. Because the daughter's name is Ann, and she's saying Mitch and Max. And it sounds like she's saying Mitch and Max. Yeah.
Mitch and Max.
Yeah. All right. So you do have strip club reviews, Riggins. All right. Are they nasty?
No.
Is it ugly talk?
It is ugly talk.
Okay.
There's no doubt about that. We will blast through a few of these. One other thing that Ace just said that I thought was interesting.
What?
When you go, oh, 789.
You know, 789, yeah. It's like,
he does that a lot. I never realized until, oh, it was 789.
Just ballparking it somewhere in there.
Oh, 789.
Within those 3 years, 789.
10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Or you ever hear Southerners when they'll name off the period of time that they have done something?
Yeah.
You know, like I did that from the time I was 18, 19, 20, 21. Yeah. I worked for him all that time.
Lay it all out.
Yeah, he's country as
I worked for him. I worked for him when I was 18, 19, 20, 21. Year old. And they'll tell you years old, like you wouldn't get that.
Oh, brother.
18, 19.
That's how you used to do, that's how we would know what. Age baseball group you were in.
789.
Like what's he playing this year? He's in 8-9 year olds. Or no, he got moved to 10-11-12 year olds this year. You know?
Yeah.
They had names. The leagues had names, but nobody called him by their name. You referred to him by the age. What's he playing? He's playing 7-8 year olds this year?
789.
Yeah. So to Southerners there's also a difference in measurements. Like there's a difference in a mile and a good mile.
That's a good mile.
Yeah.
It's a good mile. Longer than a regular mile.
So what is that? Yeah. What is that? Is that about a mile away? It's a good mile.
Yeah.
which means
a mile or a little more.
Yeah, a mile and a quarter. You know.
A good mile, yeah, for sure.
Well, that's a good mile. At that point, you might as well stay home. I mean, yeah. There's no point in going a good mile anywhere.
Right.
These are the one-star strip club reviews. We will... rip through some of these. We can start in Huntsville, Alabama, at a place called Fantasia. John left a one-star review. Imagine the stories you've heard about clubs in Mexico and Korea, and then slap all that filthy shit within a stone's throw of the Tennessee River. That's maybe one of the greatest sentences ever.
Yeah, that sounds like the beginning of a novel.
It really does. All that shit between Stone's Throw, Tennessee River. It's actually not a bad place to go at 3 a.m. when the other places stop serving alcohol. But don't come here looking for an erotic journey. The women will pester you like no other, like it's a damn Taiwan fish market. With all the damn bargaining going on here. $5 cover. The bathrooms are filthy. So if you have to go to the bathroom, do yourself a favor and just push it back in yourself.
Oh, what? God.
Push it back in yourself.
Yeah. The parking lot is dark and it's made of gravel. It's like a haunted house out there. Save your time and go to Jimmy's or Visions, one star.
Yeah, Jimmy's has been there for years, since Ace and I lived there in the mid-90s.
Yeah.
So Jimmy's is the one that had a hot tub in the back, right?
I think so.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I bet you know that.
And they would have an advertisement like for hot tub Fridays and stuff.
It's disgusting.
We had to drive right by the place every day to go home to and from work.
Convenient.
Yeah.
Then we can go to.
You knew you were at the county line because Jimmy was right at the county line.
We can go to St. Louis, Missouri at the Diamond Cabaret. Tom left a one-star review. I will never come here again. It was my wife's 25th birthday, and one of my wife's friends had two private dances with her husband and then wanted my wife and me to go back and do a private dance as well. There was a price agreed upon before I got back there, and before the dance started, things changed. I just got up and walked out because of the principle of changing prices after you got me back there. No, these hoes aren't shit. One star.
It'd be like that sometimes. Yeah.
The old bait and switch.
Yeah. And, you know, what a traditional place to take your wife for her 25th birthday.
Yeah, as a group.
Yeah.
Just a couple couples. Going to go to the strip club. In St. Louis.
Each other dances.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do for Jody on her next birthday. It'll be a surprise.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's interesting, the couple getting the lap dance, the private dance. Is
yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Then we will go to an adult store in San Diego, California. This is Hustlers Hollywood. This is an adult store. They sell sex items, things like that. John left a one-star review. Short, to the point. I called them and politely asked what color of pony plugs they had, and I was rudely hung up on. One star. I don't totally know what a pony plug is. I have my suspicions though.
Yeah,
something for your ass,
right? Anything anything in there that's labeled as a plug.
I'm thinking, well, what can you plug? Mm-hmm. Probably your butt.
Yeah,
what color pony plugs you got? Just shut up. What do you care? If it's purple, if it's green. Just, do you
her
want
favorite
it or
color
not,
is red. Head?
Yeah. What color you got before I make that trip up there? It's a good mile
for me. It's not important that you surprise her with her favorite color before it goes.
It's a good mile.
It's, before I drive up there, I'm running back and they're like, hung up on. I would have done the same thing.
Who am I speaking with? Who's speaking? Julie, and my name's Roy Jean. Can you tell me what color pony plugs you got about in stock?
it's there. Then we can do another adult store in Orlando, Florida. It's called The Woodshed. Tom left a one-star review. Not impressed. The guy in charge of the place is an anti-American piece of shit with a smile. Really ruins an evening. It really ruins an evening out when you're confronted by an overweight, self-righteous prick who feels the need to impose his leftist politics on kinksters like us. He just needs to learn to take the money and shut the hell up.
That's a great conservative kinksters.
Kinksters.
I'm so excited to have them aboard.
They're having a discussion about politics.
Conservative kinksters.
Like us. Then we can go to Green Bay, Wisconsin, at a place called Bean Snappers.
No.
That's the name of his strip club, is Bean Snappers?
Or is that again, an adult store?
No, it's a strip club, but I don't really know. But I was intrigued by the name, I'll say that. Where do you work? I work at Bean Snappers. What? In Green Bay, Wisconsin? Holy shit. Damn. Y'all want to go to Bean Snappers? Tom left a one-star review. You walk into this place and it smells like sewage waste. And $4 for a can of soda? Plus, you can't go 2 feet without stepping in some old gum on the carpet. That's why I wasn't surprised when I saw a mouse on the floor. This place is literally falling apart and held together with duct tape. And don't get me started on their roid rage manager. The dude walks around like he's top shit. There's a dancer named Kira, or Akira, with the fakest tits I've ever seen. Hard as a rock. Got a private room with her, and she gave me the worst blowjob ever. Smelled like an ashtray, too.
Ew. Bro, that's gross.
I normally say that, but kind of get the idea of what's going on in Bean Snappers, according to this guy. So.
Nice.
That's pretty.
Yeah. So he's talking crap about her, but he's still got the private room with her.
Yeah.
And did everything.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to go to Bean Snappers for a good time. Then we can go to Pony Bama in Huntsville, Alabama. A short one-star review for this strip club. Looked like a combination of a dog show and a cattle auction. One star. Not a fan.
How many places does Huntsville have now? Uh-huh. They have one when we lived there.
Yeah.
The Jimmy's was about the only one, right?
Yeah, I guess.
We can wrap up in Los Angeles, California at Jumbo's Clown Room.
What? For real?
Jumbo's Clown Room.
I'm going to Google that.
No way.
Ron left the one-star review. Sure, some of the dancers were good and put on a good performance, but I don't know. This place was just depressing to me. The crowd is dingy and leery, and the girls desperate and desolate. When I came here, it made me want to reevaluate my own life to figure out what I'm doing spending my time in a place like that. Jumbo's made me feel that. One star. Very serious.
Okay, so where did you finally hit rock bottom? Jumbo's Clown Room.
What am I doing here?
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.